an end leading to a new beginning. I'm Melissa Patrick. An annual tradition for elementary students in Millersburg return Friday for one last time. For years, Tree City Millersburg and the Holmes County Soil and Water Conservation District have teamed up with Millersburg Elementary first grade classes to plant a class tree at the school for Arbor Day. That tradition continued Friday as the class of 2037 at Millersburg planted a dogwood tree on a hillside next to the school building. Chad Klein from the Village of Millersburg and Tree City USA welcomed these students and introduced Trevor Berger, the program administrator from Holmes SWCD. Berger spoke to the students about how to safely plant a tree and how to choose a good place to plant it so it gets the right amount of sunlight. Students also answered questions about why trees are important. The answers ranged from providing food and oxygen to protecting from soil erosion. Some lucky students then got to help plant their tree, stomp down the soil around the trunk, and water their new class tree. Berger says this is a bittersweet moment, and they took care in choosing where to plant the final Arbor Day tree at Millersburg Elementary.
We picked a tree that made sense for where it was at and that was maybe a little bit out of the way. So if there is future development side, it's close enough to the road that it might stay out of the way of development, but it could then persist. But already planning though for next year with the new school and getting all of the first grades involved.
Chad Klein from Tree City says that they have already committed to planting trees at the new West Holmes Elementary School next spring, so the tradition can continue and grow by including all first grade students in the district. After the tree was planted, each student received their own sapling to plant with their family and was once again treated to ice cream. While the class of 2037 planted the final tree at Millersburg Elementary, the class of 2038 will start a new tradition next year at West Holmes Elementary that will allow students to return one day and share their class tree with others. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday no accidents, 9 incidents, and these 2 arrests. Carl Morris Black III of Kilbuck, who was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property, and Rosetta Lynette Pitcher of Norwalk, who was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the racketeering convictions of imprisoned former Republican Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and ex-lobbyist Matt Borges in a $60 million bribery scheme. The court's ruling yesterday leaves in place a decision made by the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Cincinnati last May. Householder's lawyer suggested he'll seek a presidential pardon. Householder is serving 20 years after he was convicted of masterminding a scheme funded by First Energy Corporation to secure the speakership, pass a $1 billion nuclear plant bailout, then defend it from repeal. Borges, a former state Republican chairman, concludes his sentence in November. The attorney for the woman convicted of killing a 3-year-old outside a Cleveland area supermarket is now appealing her conviction. The attorney for Bianca Ellis claims the jury was misled on her not guilty by reason of insanity defense and claims that Ellis's rights to a fair trial and due process were violated. Ellis was found guilty of stabbing 3-year-old Julian Woods to death outside a Giant Eagle in North Olmsted. Last fall, she was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. 2 former Cincinnati high school football players are headed to prison for up to 10 years for their involvement in a government benefit fraud scheme. 2 young men, Andrew Carobo and Deonta Belzer, reportedly pleaded guilty to 1 count each of engaging in corrupt activity. The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, years ago, was set up to quickly keep business payroll flowing as the state shut down for COVID. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports prosecutors in Hamilton County accused Carobo and Belzer of defrauding that system after being hired to help run it. They are accused of defrauding the employment system of $6.8 million. It could soon be illegal to feed some wildlife in central Ohio. Columbus City Council is looking at controlling the city's deer population with new legislation. They'll discuss a measure that would ban feeding deer. The council says deer are becoming a nuisance, specifically in the Clintonville neighborhood, It says it may look at bringing in professionals for deer removal or hiring wildlife manager in the future. People in Toledo and southern Michigan felt the tremor from an earthquake in Canada late Sunday morning. The United States Geological Survey confirmed a 2.9 magnitude earthquake occurred around 10:30 a.m. Sunday near Amsterburg, Ontario, just south of Detroit. Some residents reported feeling a brief rumble and some even heard a loud bang. According to experts at Michigan Tech University, earthquakes that fall between 2.5 and 5.4 on the Richter scale are often felt but only cause minor damage. There are an estimated 500,000 earthquakes in this range per year worldwide, compared to only 10 to 15 major earthquakes, which can cause serious damage. And finally, Michael Jackson sang "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough" for fans of the King of Pop's music. That's a call to action. Streams of his catalog jumped 95% in the U.S. over the weekend when compared with the same days the previous weekend. That's according to Luminate, an industry data and analytics company that provides insight into changing behaviors across music listenership. A blockbuster was the cause. The big budget biopic Michael earned $97 million in U.S. and Canada theaters its opening weekend. As a result of the movie's popularity, Jackson received 31.7 million streams on Friday, April 24th, and Saturday, April 25th. That's compared with 16.3 million streams the previous weekend, for a 95% increase. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.